This podcast is brought to you by Skin DH from Biotech Research. This cream really works. Skin DH is perfect if you don't like the cost of Botox or having needles put in your face. Go to biotechresearch.com and use code HOWIE50 for $50 off and free shipping.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
The Millennial with the Mic is the most listened to midday show in Boston. You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail. Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Get ready, pal.
It's Boston's number one midday show, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Grace Curley Show. We are at Scally's in West Yarmouth, and you can come check us out. Howie Carr is here.
I'm here. I am around, and I've got a special guest here.
He does have a special guest. Do you want to tell people who it is?
It's my grandson. He's 9 months old.
It's Howie's grandson, and his grandson, William, will be participating in the spam taste test.
He's also known as Gooner Jr.
Gooner Jr., okay. Now, before we go to Howie, he is going to join us in the 2 o'clock. I wanted to talk a little bit with Libby Emmons from the Post Millennial. Libby, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Sure thing, Grace.
Libby, I would love your reaction to this raid. Trump is claiming that all of this talk about nuclear codes or anything related to nuclear weapons and Mar-a-Lago is a complete hoax. He said that today. What do you make of that?
If it's not a complete hoax, if the FBI and the DOJ actually were concerned that Trump had something really damaging and dangerous, why did they wait this long to go get it? Seems absolutely positively perplexing. That would be the case. He's denied it. The warrant still isn't released, you know, or the documentation describing probable cause for the search. And I think that any speculation until we see that is probably going to be mired in bias and confusion. Trump has said that the documents should be released. He's certainly not going to stand in the way of it, which is also kind of funny because everyone on social media is like, Trump doesn't want it released. And it's like, actually, yeah, he kind of would like to see that out there too. So it's pretty fascinating to watch this go down. Pretty unprecedented.
Yeah, it's unprecedented. And just hearing the details of the raid, Libby, I had so many questions. Like, if they knew what they were going for, and there's a lot of speculation about who the informant or the leaker is at Mar-a-Lago. Some people are joking around saying it's Barron Trump. A lot of people think it's someone from the Secret Service. But if they knew all this information, if they knew what they were looking for, why did they have to go through Melania's closet? Why were they cracking open safes that had nothing in them? I mean, it didn't seem like a very focused raid as far as the details that we've got so far.
Yeah, I mean, we can't know why they searched all of those areas until we see what it was that they claimed they were looking for, right? I mean, that's sort of the nature of a search warrant. You can go look for what you're looking for in any place that it could conceivably be hidden or found. So, yeah, it's not really surprising either. You know, this is Merrick Garland signed off on this warrant. I'm sure that it was as conclusive, as comprehensive, rather, as possible. And to a certain extent, isn't it a little bit designed to humiliate Trump? Isn't that what they're after this whole time? They've been going after his colleagues and supporters. They've been serving warrants to, you know, at homes and all of this stuff of Trump supporters, people who were with his administration. And it seems pretty clear that a big part of this is the optics of going after Trump as fiercely as possible. They really don't want him to run again, right? I mean, that's what so much of this is all about. They really, really do not want to see Trump campaign for president again. And I think that's a big part of this as well. I don't think we can underestimate that.
Yeah, and I think a lot has to do with the midterms that are coming up. Trump's been on a roll as far as the candidates that he has thrown his endorsement behind. But I agree with you, Libby, that it really does seem like this was intended to humiliate him. Now, if they don't come up with anything, or if they come up with less than what they're kind of teasing, what reaction or, you know, what kind of backfiring do you think this is going to have on not only the DOJ, but on the Biden administration?
a lot of people are saying that if they come up with nothing, that sort of guarantees a Trump victory. CNN was saying that if anything short of nuclear codes would be, you know, a real blow to the Biden administration. And it will make them look kind of dumb to have wasted all of this time and resources on trying to get a guy who they can't seem to get. So I think I think it'll look pretty bad for them if they don't have anything. And if they do have something, they ought to show us what's up. You know, they ought to really let the American people understand what we're facing here.
Yeah, and Libby, I was kind of thinking that today because, you know, you put stuff on Twitter, and I'm talking about myself. I write something on Twitter. I say, you know, this sounds a little too on the nose that, you know, a leak comes out to the Washington Post about nuclear codes, and now they're claiming this and that. And then I really think to myself, well, listen, I could be wrong. Like, they might have something. But I also think that at this point, we are totally in the right to be skeptical of this organization based off their past actions. And I don't think there is anything wrong with having that skepticism.
I agree with you. I don't think there is either. And the Department of Justice has been very clear about their intention of going after red states whose laws they don't agree with. They've been very clear on that. They've been very vocal about going after Trump and his associates, you know. It's sort of even hard to tell where the DOJ ends and the January 6th committee begins, you know, what kind of overlap is going on there, what kind of information is being shared. I do think that it's time to release these documents. And I think that we should all, you know, we should all just take a look at it and see what we think is really going on here and see if we think that the probable cause that there was a warrant for probable cause, that it was reasonable. There's also speculation that the documents that the DOJ is claiming were classified had actually previously been declassified by Trump, who of course had that authority as president. Other people are saying that while he may have declassified or intended to declassify them, he didn't go through the proper channels, which again is something they throw at him a lot, which is so much, you know, Kafka-esque conversation about sign this in triplicate and you didn't press hard enough here and we need form 87/B, you know. So it's really so fascinating to see this. But again, it's interesting this week because it's this story that we all want answers to, and so far there haven't been any answers. It's just all speculation. So I think it also behooves us to calm down a little bit, wait to see the documents when they drop and make some judgments from there.
Yeah, I also think it's interesting that this is all playing out as we're getting more information about the FBI's involvement in this Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping. That's another thing they don't want anyone focused on. But Libby, I do want to switch gears here because you've been talking a lot about this gender ideology that is sweeping the nation. And I know you're originally from Massachusetts, so I wanted to inform you that Boston Children's Hospital is now the first major pediatric hospital in the country that is dedicated to providing, and I'm using language from ABC 4 News, dedicated to providing life-altering surgical procedures for gender dysphoric youth. I want to play this for you, Libby, and then get your reaction. Taylor, can we have that cut from Boston Children's Hospital?
Gender-affirming hysterectomy is very similar to most hysterectomies that occur. A hysterectomy itself is the removal of the uterus, the cervix, which is the opening of the uterus, and the fallopian tubes, which are attached to the sides of the uterus. Some gender-affirming hysterectomies will also include the removal of the ovaries, but that's technically a separate procedure called a bilateral oophorectomy. And not every gender-affirming hysterectomy includes that, and people who are getting gender-affirming hysterectomies do not have to have their ovaries removed.
Gender-affirming hysterectomies. Libby,
correct.
Go ahead. Go ahead and react for
us.
Yeah,
so we actually ran an article on this on Tuesday. We had been talking to Chris, Billboard Chris, who broke the video on Twitter, and he shared that with us, and we did a little digging. Christina Berry, one of my writers, dove into it. And, Boston Children's Hospital is very proud of their plan to sterilize boys and girls, to remove their reproductive organs entirely, to put them on drugs that will stunt their growth, stunt their brain development, stunt their bone development, and require them to be surgical, medical patients for life. In addition, they offer plans prior to cutting off your genitals. They offer plans where you can store your reproductive material so that at some point in the future you could perhaps rent someone else to carry a child for you that may be biologically related to you. This is a travesty that this is what's going on. It's another example of the medical industry's overconfidence in their ability to solve every problem with drugs and surgeries. And now they're pushing this down the throats of the, of American children. We had Biden come out and tell people to affirm their kids. And you can see how fluffy and flowery and cute that video is, right down to the strawberry blonde smiling doctor and the cute little music that's playing in the background. They act as though cutting off your genitals, cutting off your breasts, and starting to take drugs that are naturally occurring in the opposite sex is some sort of glorified, glitter-filled, spectacular pride parade rainbow of a life. And if you actually start digging into what these procedures do, what happens to people after they take them, you'll see there's no long-term studies saying that anybody is happier because of this. The rates of complication for things like phalloplasties and the neo-vagina thing and all of these kinds of things, huge, huge complications. Boston Children's, I believe, is also where trans activist and trans celebrity Jazz Jennings was castrated and had treatment. And we have seen extensive problems for Jazz Jennings in their adult life. They weren't able to attend Harvard because of massive depression, morbid obesity, intensive complications because of genital surgery that probably never should have been had. The doctors who are doing this are complete Frankensteins to think that what we should be doing is sterilizing and mutilating the bodies of our children. One more thing, they say that boys can have the surgery at 17, girls have to wait till 18. But they also said, and this is something that Christina Buttons uncovered for us, they also are flexible in cases where perhaps the child should have their genitals removed sooner. They'll be flexible with that. And they're also willing to perform voluntary double mastectomies earlier than 17 for girls and breast reconstructions for boys. It's lunacy.
It's awful, Libby, and we thank you so much for coming on and giving us more of that information, because I know you're always on top of all of this stuff. Libby Emmons, please tell people where they can follow you on Twitter if they want to check out all of your work. I know that they can read your stuff at thepostmillennial.com, but fill them in on your username.
Yeah, I'm at Libby Emmons on Twitter, and you can come find me there. I share stuff about this literally every day.
Libby, thanks so much for coming on. We'll keep everyone posted on what we find out about this raid, about this warrant, and we'll be right back with your calls. The number is 844-500-4242. Again, the spam taste test will be at 1:30. People on Twitter are very surprised that I've never had spam before. I took a good look at it. I asked the kitchen here at Scally's if they could fry it up for me, because looking at it in the can is just, it looked terrible. I can't lie to people. I'm going to eat it. I promised. I'm a woman of my word. I'm a birthing person of my word. So I am going to eat it, but I'm not going to be happy about it. We'll be right back with more. This is The Grace Curley Show. We all knew it was coming, and it finally has. The real estate frenzy has really slowed down due to inflation, interest rates, and the overall economy. For sale signs are sitting in the ground longer, buyers are backing out of deals, and large crowds of buyers have disappeared. If you plan to divest one of your most valuable assets, your real estate, then act now while demand is still hanging in there. Holding off selling or even renting your property could be a comfortable short-term solution, but not if you sell in a year or two for much less money. So don't hesitate. Sell today at auction under your terms. You want to use JJ Manning Auctioneers. Your property will sell as quickly as possible through a marketing plan and recipe which has stood the test of time. For over 45 years, and more importantly, in every type of economy, JJ Manning consistently creates a competitive environment with cash buyers who are ready to close with no contingencies. To learn more on how to get your residential, commercial, or land property sold quickly, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or visit jjmanning.com. That number is 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. I am thrilled to be here. We're at Scally's in West Yarmouth, and I'm joined by Doc from Scally's. Doc, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thanks, Grace. Thanks for being here.
All right, so my first question is, what is the best thing to get at Scally's? Because I haven't put in my order yet.
Okay, well, the best thing to get is shepherd's pie.
Ooh.
It is so good. It's such a good comfort food, and we sell so many of them. Burgers are pretty good, too.
Burgers are pretty good, too. And I've heard that you guys have a really good deal for lobster rolls because they're very expensive right now.
Yes, we do. From 3 to 6 every day, it's $19.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I'm sure everyone's going to be able to have $19 deals soon because Joe Biden says we're at 0% inflation.
Oh, right. That's right.
So that's good news for you, Doc. You should be very excited about that.
Yeah, we're jumping ahead of the thing.
Now, if anyone wants to check out Scally's online, check out the menu, where can they go?
Scally'sIrishAlehouse.com.
Oh, my gosh. That's perfect. And by the way, I do think I'm going to get a cheeseburger. We are cooking up the Spam for 1:30, so everyone has that to look forward to. But if someone is thinking, okay, West Yarmouth, that's not really in my area, you guys have a lot of other restaurants, too.
Well, we have Hyannis. We have Tap City Grill.
Perfect.
Which is right on Main Street. Actually, all our places are on Main Street. The Tap City Grill has, you know what they have great there is these stuffed pretzels. Steak and cheese stuffed pretzels. They're so fantastic.
Yum.
And then they do like chicken and waffles and stuff like that.
Oh, nice.
And they have tons of beers. And then closer to us, then we have De Palma, Italian Table, which is just over the Hyannis West Yarmouth line. They have, it's Italian, Italian fish. We have chicken parm there is.
You can't go wrong with chicken parm. Yep. You really can't.
It, like, doubles everything else that they sell there. But they have great pizzas, too. That's what I usually get. And then there's the Yarmouth House, which is a fine dining place, the first one of the group that opened up 40-something years ago. And they have great prime rib there. They have great chicken Atlantis that they've had for, like, 20 years that has scallops and lobster and shrimp and all kinds of stuff.
Well, everyone is loving the food here. Let's give Doc a nice big round of applause for having us
Thank
here
you all
today.
For coming. Thank you all for coming.
Everyone's loving the food. Everyone's a lot of people are getting some, you know, some seafood, which is typical down the Cape.
Yep.
And yeah, I'm so glad to be here. So glad to check out my own little dish. And I have to say that your staff here is phenomenal as
well because
I handed them a can of Spam and they did not even wince.
Nice.
They said, okay, sure, we'll cook that up
all
for
right.
you.
Fantastic.
Yeah, they do a really good job, though, and everyone
Thank
here
you.
Is like family.
Yes, they are. Thank you. Yep. We love everybody here.
All right, so give everyone the website one more time if they want to check this out.
Scally'sIrishAlehouse.com.
And we will be here till 6 o'clock. You can come by. You can see me. You can see Howie. You can sign the petition to stop illegal aliens from getting driver's licenses. So you can really kill a lot of birds with one stone here. If you stop on by Scally's in West Yarmouth before 6 o'clock, come on by.
Come on by.
Thank you so much, Doc. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for being here.
Of course. It's my pleasure. Today's poll question is brought to you by KN's Appliance in Plymouth, Massachusetts. Visit them this Saturday and Sunday for tax-free weekend. They're located at 96 Long Pond Road in Plymouth. Taylor, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Do you believe the narrative that Trump was in possession of classified nuclear documents?
No, I don't, but I believe what Alice Stewart said on CNN, which is anything short of finding the nuclear codes at Mar-a-Lago is going to be a huge backfire for the FBI. I do agree that the stakes for the FBI right now are very high. They don't have a great track record, but I've been proven wrong before, so I could be wrong.
84% say they don't buy it.
Yeah, I think our audience has seen a lot in their time. I know Howie's going to join me a little later and he's going to talk about the FBI's history of being an organization with just so much integrity and honesty, and he's going to regale you with tales from the past. But when we come back, Spam taste test, and we're also taking your calls. I see you on the lines. It's 844-500-4242. We'll be right back with more.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
The Spam is here, and oh my gosh, the plating is gorgeous. I have to give mad props to the kitchen here at Scally's. This looks like a five-star Spam. I was going to wait on this because I don't know about eating on the microphone, but you know what? Whatever. It's
That's
Friday.
What the taste test was all about, Grace.
Yeah, I know, but I've just heard Howie eat on the microphone so many times, and it does make my skin crawl. Everyone here who just laughed knows exactly what I'm talking about. He does that. But I will eat it today. I'll make an exception. And if you're on the lines, please don't hang up. We're going to get right back to you. This should only take a few seconds because I don't think I'm going to be eating all the slices. There's like 15 slices here, and it's a generous portion. Okay, so here we go. I tweeted this out. I said, you know, I'm going to do a Spam taste test, and I got so many responses from people saying, I can't believe you've never had Spam. So maybe I've been missing out. And they also did a little bit of mustard, Taylor, as a side, so I can get a little dipping in. Okay, here we go. Oh my gosh, it's delicious. It's absolutely delicious. It tastes like a hot dog. It tastes like a square, flat hot dog. I have to apologize. Oh my gosh, I'm going to put out right now a formal apology. I'm not wrong a lot. It happens once a year. But I need to apologize to Spam because I did you so dirty. I was hating on Spam for the last week. And thank you to the listener who brought this because you just opened up my mind. This is like a quick snack. I do think you have to have it fried. It's really good. I will say, though, when it was raw in the can, it looked like nightmare fuel. But on the plate right now, delish. Okay, back to the calls. Spam taste test is over. Do not bring any more. We're all good. Spammed out. Let's go to Lynn. You're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Lynn.
Hi, Grace. How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So I just wanted to add a little bit of information to the last segment, and the speaker you had was really interesting and about the whole gender thing. Tablet Magazine, which is an excellent investigative magazine, and I do not remember who wrote the article, but it was basically about the Pritzker family from Illinois who is donating billions of dollars to corporations to have them push SSIs, which are synthetic sexual identities. And yeah, it's just a weird...
Lynn, I don't want to cut you off, but it's Jennifer Billick, and it's from Tablet. It says, the billionaire family pushing synthetic sex identities, SSIs. So go ahead.
Yeah, so it's incredibly informative, and it's also follow the, you know, the sort of tale of divided culture, wherein, you know, average Americans probably don't buy it. And pushed onto corporations who are buying into it and pushing it. Then,
yeah, and Lynn, you're cutting out a little bit, but I want to say I had this conversation with family of mine on the beach this weekend, and, you know, all different opinions, all different views, and people can be whoever they want to be, and I have no issue with that, but when you're pushing things on kids who aren't even 18 yet, when you're younger than 18, it's very easy to get down, to get sad, to feel like things are permanent. And that's, I always say to people, that's the best lesson you can learn is everything is temporary. Do not let a moment in time like change the course of your entire life. And if you're 16 years old and you feel uncomfortable in your own skin, guess what? That's very normal. That happens to a lot of people. And maybe when you're 25, you'll say, no, it's actually that I am a man or I am a woman or no, I was right the whole time. Okay. Well, now you're 25, and now it's up to you. But when you're 16, I think parents have to say, hold on, like, we'll get you help, we'll go to therapy, we'll be here for you, we're not going to judge you, but you're not chopping off parts of your body at this young age. It's just, it's common sense stuff. It really is. Thank you for the call, Lynn. I really appreciate it. I'll give that column a full read in a little bit. Jason, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Jason.
Hey, how you doing, Grace?
Good. What's going on?
All right. So, boy, coming off that call, I don't know. Maybe we can redirect the topic to this. What if we would have raided Rehoboth, you know, his property over there in Rehoboth? What do you think we'd find in there? Like some Metamucil, maybe some Prevagen, you know, monkeypox vaccine, Clinton's stolen silverware. Is that what they eat off over there? Do they dine outside on the beach with that stuff? Or maybe Hillary's testosterone supplements? I don't know. Crack pipe collection?
Well, I don't know what we would find in anyone's home. You know, I don't want to speculate on any of that. But what I will tell you is this. Kimberly Strassel had a piece in the Wall Street Journal today, and it was called, I'm sorry, is today August 11th? What is today?
Today's August 12th.
Today's August 12th, so this was yesterday. She has a piece, "The Payback for Mar-a-Lago Will Be Brutal." I like to say the payback will be a witch. How's that? But she says, let's see how this holds up when a future Republican Justice Department starts raiding the homes of Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Eric Holder, James Comey, and John Brennan. Payback could come even sooner. Democrats set a new low with their Ukrainian impeachment circus, and a GOP House next year might be up for some payback. Get ready for a few more select committees, perhaps including the minority party, as the Democrats effectively did with the January 6th committee. I believe this, and I was listening today, I think it was Mark Levin who was saying that the reason the midterms are so important is because then you control the purse strings, and that really does change things as far as where all this money's going to and, you know, what's being investigated. There's so many investigations that need to happen. I mean, I think we've all settled that, right? And Kimberly Strassel goes on to say, maybe they'll investigate Mr. Garland's politicized department or Hunter Biden's finances. Watch them subpoena sitting Democratic representatives as the January 6th committee did to Republicans. Representatives Adam Schiff, Ilhan Omar, and Eric Swalwell may find themselves on the back bench with a new Republican majority, eager to follow Mrs. Pelosi's example and strip the opposing team's members of committee assignments. I'm glad this brought up Pelosi because I have a lot to say about her. Just a side note here, if you go to gracecurlyshow.com and you click on store, you can get yourself a gift card to Scally's. It's worth $50. You're getting it for just $25. That's half off. You can come to Scally's and you can check it out. We'll be here till 6 o'clock, but we still have a few of those CBDs, so you can grab those. If you come here, you can also sign the petition. No licenses for illegal immigrants, and so you can get that done as well. But Howie and I will be here till 6, and we would love to see you. I'm glad we brought up Pelosi because I noticed that KJP is taking a page out of her book. But before we get to that, let's go back to the callers here. Dave, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Grace. Thanks for having me on.
Of course. What's up?
So I was just curious. Do they change the codes every time we get a new president, or do they just keep the same ones? And my second thing was Barack Obama took a lot of paperwork that he was supposed to have digitally scanned and sent back to the archives, but that hasn't happened in 8 years, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, this goes back to Nixon. This goes even further back. Presidents have done this all the time. Barack Obama, I think they said that he has 30,000 files he was supposed to scan or something, never got them. It happens all the time. It happened with Nixon. It happened with LBJ. They all have plenty of documents that they keep. Sometimes it's for book deals. Sometimes it's for movies. Who knows? But they keep them, and never have any of these people been raided by the FBI because they had documents. Now they're saying, listen, he had nuclear documents related to nuclear matters. Does that change things? Yeah, but I would like to see the documents. And I don't mean I would like to see a redacted document that's all blacked out because of sources and methods and the ongoing investigation. If you raided former President Donald Trump's home and you have evidence that he had something that we're not allowed to know about, we should be able to see it. Otherwise, I just think it's a complete crock. And that's where I'm leaning towards anyway. And that shouldn't really surprise anyone who listens to this program. Thanks for the call, Dave. Frank, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Frank.
Hey, Grace, and you know what? I agree with you. I'd like to see that information, too, simply because I do not trust the FBI or the government. I called up last week, and I told you I'm an independent, and I don't like voting Republican or Democrat. But after the what the FBI did to Donald Trump, I will be voting for Donald Trump in 2024 if he decides to run. I really honestly think it's time we not only defund the IRS or FBI, but get rid of the IRS. All they do is attack Americans. We don't need that, number one. Number two, Ivana Trump, she slipped and fell. Could it be possible there's something more going on?
I don't want to get into that because that's a little bit conspiracy theory. But as far as the IRS goes, it's going to be 87,000 new IRS agents because that's what Americans are clamoring for right now. Everyone's sitting at home going, spend a couple billion dollars to get us some more IRS agents. But you don't have to worry because they're only going to go after people who are billionaires. They're not going to go after the mom and pops, right? Sure, Jan, sure. I want to talk, since we're on the topic of the Inflation Reduction Act, I have a few updates for you. Karine Jean-Pierre was asked about this. She was doing the media rounds. She was asked about this on TV with Breonna Keeler, and she pulled one of my favorite all-time lines from Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi, master legislator, future president Nancy Pelosi, she'll be like 97 years old. Hey, don't laugh, I'm serious. I think she has the chops. Nancy Pelosi, one time when she was asked about, I believe it was the Affordable Health Care Act, which that's a hilarious named bill, almost as funny as Inflation Reduction Act. But she said, we have to pass the bill to see what's in it. And people thought, huh, that's weird.
But that's we a strange have to pass to go the about bill it. So that you can find out what is in it.
Now, you would think that kind of absurd comment would be something that other Democrats would say, we can't make that mistake again. Oh, but you'd be wrong. This is Karine Jean-Pierre on CNN, Cut 13.
Well, let's get this bill passed, and then we'll see how the mechanics and all of that's going to work.
let's just push it through. Let's get it passed. Let's spend billions and billions, hundreds of billions of dollars for windmills and solar panels and social justice grants, and then we'll fill you in on what's in it. And what's in it is 87,000 armed IRS agents. Wonderful. I can't wait. I'm sure this is going to reduce inflation. I have a lot of hope in that. And another thing I want to talk about as we're on the topic of Nancy Pelosi is Nancy Pelosi went on a trip to Taiwan. It went about as well as you would expect. And now she's back, and she's kind of trying to backpedal. But one reporter asked her an interesting question about her son because he was on the trip. This is something very common with Democrats. Hunter Biden goes to China with Joe, nothing to worry about. Now Nancy Pelosi's son is going to Taiwan and to China with Nancy Pelosi. It's a very small world when you start looking at where all these people work, like Chuck Schumer's kids, they're married to somebody who works at BlackRock, who's married to someone who works at Amazon, who has a cousin who works at, it's so insane that anyone would go, oh, well, I'm just sure that Chuck Schumer's son-in-law is really smart. That's probably why he got the job. But the reason I bring this up is because Pelosi was asked about her son going on the trip with her. Can I have cut 15, please?
His role was to be my escort. Usually we invited spouses. Not all could come, but I had him come, and I was very proud that he was there, and I'm thrilled, and it was nice for me. No, he did not. Of course he did not.
The last part of that question is, did he have any business dealings? I should point out the other thing, which is Nancy Pelosi's spouse couldn't come. I don't want to speculate here. Might have something to do with the old DUI charge that he had to go in for recently. I don't know if he actually showed up to talk about it. But I'll always refer to him now as Paul, husband Paul DUI. That's how the Daily Mail writes him up. So she says, no, her son, no business on this trip. Well, I just want to give everyone a little bit of information on Nancy Pelosi's son. Nancy Pelosi's son, according to the Daily Mail, is the second largest investor in a $22 million Chinese company whose senior executive was arrested in a fraud investigation. Wonderful. I wonder if he's going to come out with a biography like Hunter Biden. Maybe he'll become an artist like Hunter. 844-500-4242. Call in. We'll take your calls for the rest of the show. Howie's going to join me in a little bit. But before we get to that, it looks like history is repeating itself. Today, Biden's economy is mirroring that of Jimmy Carter's. It is slightly different, though, because Jimmy Carter was sane. Jimmy Carter could talk without a teleprompter, which I don't think we could say the same about Joe Biden. But the price of oil quadrupled, the economy tanked, and inflation ran rampant, which is very similar to today. Those who owned precious metals in the 1970s saw the value of gold rise over 1,300%. The big difference between Carter and Biden was Carter wasn't trying to legislate the taxing of retirement accounts, merging them with Social Security, or replacing the dollar bill with digital money, as Democrats are attempting to do today. So what we're seeing is a once-in-every-generation opportunity. Some analysts predict gold as high as $5,000. A network analyst predicts $15,000 in 3 years. Get Monetary Gold's complimentary protection guide if you want to protect your savings from greedy socialists like Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer. Monetary Gold is rated a top five with the BBB, and my listeners who open a qualified account now will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. Call 888-617-7994 and ask for their free guide. Again, that's 888-617-7994 or visit them at monetarygold.com/grace. That's monetarygold.com/grace. I will be here till 6 o'clock. Howie is joining me very soon, and we'll be right back. I got some spam to eat. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, it's Toby from Cape Gunworks. I'm taking all your firearm and self-defense questions every Tuesday. Join Grace and me for 2A Tuesday, Tuesdays at 2 p.m.
She's a master at pouncing, weaponizing, and seizing.
To give you a reference point, I'm somewhere between a snake and a mongoose. And a panther.
She's Grace Curley.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. The food at Scally's is out of this world. The French fries, the hamburger, you really can't go wrong. If you want to stop by, we'll be here till 6 o'clock at Scally's in West Yarmouth. You can come by, say hello. You can also buy a Scally's gift card on our website, gracecurlyshow.com. Just go to store. You'll get it for half off. I have some feel-good news for everybody today. I know it's been a crazy week. You're feeling a little tired. It's Friday. Well, here's some news for you. Liz Cheney's net worth ballooned as much as 600% during her time in office. Doesn't that make you feel good? That even though Liz Cheney's probably going to lose very soon, at least she has 600% more than when she first came into office. From an estimated $7 million when she first took office in 2017 to possibly more than $44 million in 2020. Isn't that swell? And if that doesn't convince you that she's working for the people of Wyoming, then what definitely should is the fact that Kevin Costner wants her to be president. And if Kevin Costner says something, I believe it. In other news, Lee Zeldin is striking distance from Kathy Hochul, which is great news. Voters are very tired of the crime in New York. They're very tired of the crazy bail laws. And they actually look like they could make a sane decision, which from the state that elected Andrew Cuomo, they didn't elect Kathy Hochul. She was just kind of thrust upon them. But they've made a lot of bad decisions in their time. So if they could pick a good governor, it could really sound. The same survey voters prefer someone else to re-electing Democratic incumbent Senator Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Bad news for Chuck. 844-500-4242. Howie joins us next, and I know what I want to get into first before we go into the FBI. We're going to talk about Tim Scott because he was on a podcast with Barry Weiss, who's formerly of the New York Times, and she gave him a little anecdote about what it was like to work at the paper of record. I'm not shocked by it, and I don't think you will be either. 844-500-4242. Come visit us at Scally's in West Yarmouth. We'll be right back.